Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
SNL's premiere date and hosts have been announced. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they announced that the new season, their 47th season, believe it or not, will be on October the 2nd, so just a couple of weeks from now. Owen Wilson will be the host. Country star Casey Musgraves will be the musical guest. Then after that, it's Kim Kardashian West who will be hosting with musical guest Halsey. Rami Malek, who won an Academy Award for playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, be the week after that with the Young Thug. And on the 23rd, Jason Sudeikis returns to his old stomping grounds on SNL with Brandi Carlile as the host. They haven't announced, of the cast, who's going to be back, who's leaving, who's been added. So we don't know about any of that just yet, but for the most part, the lineup is being received pretty well, with the exception of Kim Kardashian being added in there. She will bring controversy no matter where she or her name goes.
You know what? I have actually some different opinions about her after the David Letterman Netflix, or wherever it was, interview with her. Did you see that?
I remember you saying that. Mm-hmm. That people got a whole new perspective of who she is and what she is.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see her in that host role. Many tributes coming in regarding the passing of Melvin Van Peebles.
Yeah, born in Chicago, by the way, one of the most influential filmmakers. He's called the godfather of modern black cinema. He really kind of made his mark in 1971 with his movie Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. He wrote it, he produced it, he directed it, he acted in it, he scored the movie. When it first came out, it was rated X because of its, by today's standards, mild sexual content and violence. But it was rated X, and it really started the blaxploitation film genres. Everybody copied him, and all the black filmmakers this morning are all remembering Melvin Van Peebles. His son, actor and filmmaker Mario Van Peebles, said that his dad knew that black images mattered. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, what is a movie worth? So there will be tributes to him. The New York Film Festival was going to honor 50th anniversary of Sweet Sweetback anyway this week, so it'll be a little more poignant. He was here in Chicago many times, but we interviewed him a couple of times. Very thoughtful, very interesting, kind of mischievous, very, very nice man, and without a doubt, definitely a groundbreaker. Was not a cause released for his death. He was 89 years old, though.
Tell us about this story involving Morgan Wallen.
Well, Morgan Wallen was the country star who was recorded on his neighbor's surveillance video. You know how houses all have those Ring cameras on now, and they record things that go on outside the house. One night, apparently, after a few too many cocktails, Morgan Wallen returned home and was recorded using the N-word pretty liberally. After meeting with lots of groups, he announced that he was going to make a $500,000 donation to some black charities. Rolling Stone magazine investigated it and said they couldn't find any record or track down any of the donations that had been made at all. But Morgan Wallen's manager yesterday did release a list of where the music went and said that it's not easy to track down because a lot of the money was donated to individual people who ran organizations, 20 different people in various organizations. So there was pretty much an accounting for it all. And Wallen's record label even chipped in, and they donated pretty large amount to some black-led organizations as well. So all has been resolved on that front.
So Billy Corgan's gear is going on sale. Dean, tell us about this.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. You know, it's kind of, if you're a musician, you get some great gear. If you're a Smashing Pumpkins fan, you get some amazing souvenirs. Billy Corgan is teaming up with a website that's called Reverb.com. They are an online marketplace of new and used and vintage musical instruments and equipment of all kinds. Starting next Wednesday, about 100 of Billy Corgan's guitars and synthesizers and amplifiers, guitar pedals, and more from both his Smashing Pumpkins and his Zwan days, his other band, all will go up on sale on this site. There's nothing up there right now to take a look at, but they say that starting on the 29th, they're going to post pictures of what Billy is selling. And, you know, you can be sort of like a pretend member of the Smashing Pumpkins. You can be one of those little pumpkinettes, those little small ones that we see. Reverb.com is the website for that.
What is the battle going on now between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt?
Just when you think that, you know, there's, you know, that they're done arguing, because it's been 5 or 6 years now, I think, since they split up. But they've been battling mostly over the custody of their kids. Now they are fighting over the $164 million French estate that they purchased. This is where they got married. They had their secret wedding ceremony back in 2014. You know, they bought it, and Angelina Jolie is trying to sell her half of this to somebody, you know, to a completely different company. Apparently, there's an agreement that says that it first has to be offered to the other co-owner, which would be Brad Pitt on this. Pitt is claiming that he has not been offered the option to buy her out, to buy the, you know, the other half of this French estate out yet. So a judge is going to have to rule on this. I hope they resolve it soon, because I would like to close on this deal and own myself a French estate by the time, you know, I'd like to do it by the time the year's over, at least.
For tax purposes.
For tax purposes.
$164 million, did you say?
That's what they purchased it for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, we're hearing a lot about people in the entertainment business protesting in one way or another about Texas and abortion laws. What's the latest?
Creator of The Wire, his name is David Simon, was scheduled to begin production on a new project for HBO. They were going to film it in Texas, but now he says that he will not, because he doesn't want to ask female cast members or crew members on this new project to forego their, what he says are civil liberties to film there because of the new abortion laws. The new Texas law that bans abortions after 6 weeks lets people sue abortion providers and lets outsiders, you know, sort of get a bounty on people if they assist someone trying to get an abortion. A film group based in Texas says the laws of the state are not reflective of the entire population, and not bringing a production to the state of Texas helps to further disenfranchise those who already live there. In other words, you know, they're saying have whatever beef you want with the state, but a lot of people depend on the, you know, the money that would come in for outside film productions to come in and, you know, work in their state. So, you know, I can completely understand that. There was something similar against the state of Georgia, other places where there have been, you know, political questions going on, where boycotts were going on, and the people who actually live there and work in the film industry there said, whoa, wait a minute, you're taking money out of my pocket
right,
for this. So, you know, who knows how this is going to be resolved.
We started watching the Nicole Kidman Nine Perfect Strangers series last night, and it's very intriguing, and Nicole Kidman is very bizarre in this in this. Is it more than one season? I don't know anymore. These shows, how many seasons, when new episodes drop. I can't keep up here.
It used to be just a lot easier when you could depend on Perry Mason coming on at
every week.
One perfect, you know, one perfect time, I guess you might say. I don't know. I don't know if there are going to be more seasons of this coming up. I guess it's, you know, it's just going to depend on whether or not how this is received. I know it's a mini series. Mm-hmm. Usually mini series are, you know, they do 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes. And then that's it.
That would be good, because I've got too much on the DVR right now.
There's too much stuff to watch. You know, do you talk to people, you know people, hey, I watch this, I watch that, I watch this, I watch this and this and that. And I just, you know, that's my job to do this. This is what I'm supposed to do for a living. I don't have time to watch everything that
I know
is out there right now. I guess I greatly admire when people do have time to do it. But this 9 Perfect Strangers, though, just getting rave reviews all over the place.
Yeah, good cast.
For Nicole Kidman's performance. Melissa McCarthy is in it. Bobby Cannavale is in it. I mean, there are a lot of good names all attached to this.
Will we ever read a book again? I don't know.
What is this word you say, book?
Dean, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.